Good morning. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, and you are listening to Chamber Biz Buzz. What a great morning it is. I can't wait for this show. Before we start, I want you to be sure to put your parade entries in at flagstaffchamber.com. The Holiday Lights Parade is on December 9th, and we're looking for you and all your glitter and all your lights that you help to light up and make magical downtown Flagstaff on 12/9. I'm very excited about our guests for this show today, Theatricos, and a variety of people in the studio today. We're going to start with Chris Verrill, who is the executive director, and we have so much to talk about, Chris. Congratulations on doing such a great job with live theater in Northern Arizona. What are the roots of Theatricos? How did it come? It's so popular today. How did it come to be in downtown Flagstaff?
A group of volunteers in 1972 decided in Flagstaff they wanted to do live theater. So they all gathered in the basement of the Weatherford Hotel and came up with an idea, and that idea became Theatricos, and 50 plus years later, here we are.
50 plus years later. It wasn't always Theatricos.
It was always Theatricos. We moved to different locations for the first dozen years. We performed at a variety of places, including the Weatherford and Coconino High School and a number of others. But it's always been Theatricos Theater Company.
You know what? Yes, and I do stand corrected because I just remember Doris Harper White.
Right.
And
so,
the Playhouse.
Right, so the current building is named after her. She was our director and leader for 30 years and, an institution in theater and Flagstaff.
It's just amazing. She just gives and gave so much. We also have in studio Nick Dietz and Kenlin, the music director. Nick, tell us what's coming up in the near future, if you will, that we can all look forward to a holiday.
And do it in your Scrooge voice.
Well, there is a new Christmas carol. It's not your grandmother's Christmas carol. It's a bit of a twisted one I will be playing Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge, to those who know me by first and last name. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show for people of all ages, both young and old like myself.
And Scrooge, do you know how to sing the songs?
Yes, unfortunately, because of my age, they don't put me in most of the songs. But there are a few that you'll hear my sultry tones singing in.
I'm so excited. And also standing next to Scrooge is music director Kenlin. Kenlin, how exciting is this? We are so happy that Flagstaff has such a great production coming up. Tell us a little bit about what your excitement revolves around at the Playhouse.
Well, I love that it's very different. It's not your standard musical. People are going to be able to come and hear songs that they wouldn't naturally expect. There's Christmas songs. There are
audience participation.
Yes, all of it. And it's great. And it's, songs that we hear. Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, no fighting, children.
Yeah, that's a little audience participation you can get a taste of if you come see the show.
I love it because it's not every production is a musical. So that, I think, too, is what's so very, very exciting in the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so, Chris, I wanted to ask you, too, again. You've been with the organization for a while, and I know that it is an organization that treats all ages to such wonderful entertainment. But specifically, could you tell our listeners what you do for youth?
So this particular show has in it actors from age 6 to 70. So there's a lot in there just in this particular main stage. And then, of course, we do Theatricos programs, which Kenlin's intimately involved with, where we do 5 performance workshops throughout the year. We do summer camps all throughout the summer for ages 6 to 18. Yeah, the kids love it. We love the kids there. It's a wonderful environment.
That's more than wonderful. It's magical.
Because you are kids, correct. Can I quote you, Julie?
Yes, you may, sir. Yes, Julie Pastrick says it's magical. And it is because children, when they get to express themselves that way, dressed in costume or not, their brain is developing at like this rapid, rapid pace. It's just amazing that that opportunity is in a city that is of our size.
It really is. And my education person hat on for a little bit. You know, most of our students aren't going on to become professional actors. A few do. But the skills that they learn in a theater program, whether whether it's confidence or teamwork, public speaking, these are skills that stay with kids throughout their entire lives.
And I mean, not very often do people get to do it on a stage. You don't get the kids with a light on them, you know. They got a little bit of pressure, but they're loving that they can have that experience. And so we've already talked about Christmas Carol, but what's coming up in the future? How many shows do you usually produce annually? How hard is it to do 4, 5, or 6?
We do 6 main stage shows a year, and we do a combination of musicals and comedies and dramedies. We get 2 dramedies, 2 comedies, 2 musicals coming up in 2024.
Okay.
That are sure to please. Christmas show next year is Elf. We're doing a show about Powell's first trip through the Grand Canyon called Men on Boats. This is a nationally produced show. First time it's coming to Flagstaff.
I got chills.
I know. And of course, you can't go wrong when we're going to do the musical Annie.
Oh, how neat. Kenlyn, what do you think about doing the musical Annie?
Well, we'll see if I'm invited to do that one. That's a main stage. I do mostly with the kids stuff.
But okay.
Annie, it's a classic. Everybody loves it.
And everybody loves it.
It's been a long time since we've seen it here in Flagstaff, and it's going to be great.
Yes. And Chris, how hard is it to attract national shows and shows that you know are going to be a hit because your peers have said, you got to put this on in Flagstaff?
Well, you know, there's a whole both artistic process and a business process that have to come together, right? First and foremost, you have to do shows that are good, that are artistically wonderful, and you got to do shows that people want to see because at the end of the day, we got to keep the doors open. So it's a wonderful, involved, intricate process that makes that happen.
I love it. I love it. And your passion is so obvious. And I know a lot of the actors and what the kids get from it. It is so priceless. Scrooge, what you got to tell us about A Christmas Carol, a twisted musical comedy? It's coming up very soon.
The number one thing that I would want to recommend is make sure to bring all of your friends and family so that way I can yell bah humbug at each and every one of you in the audience.
Oh, now wait a minute.
No, that's exactly how I want the play to happen, so it needs to happen that way. Thank you.
That Scrooge, you gotta love him, don't you?
I know. I have the best job in the whole town?
I think you do. I think you do. And you act like you do, that's for sure. So how do our listeners find out more about what's coming up? You know, our Christmas Carol too is, I'm sure, online so that they could advance purchase tickets and things like that.
Oh yeah, real simple. Theatricos.com. Doesn't get any easier. Theatricos.com.
Theatricos.com. And they can learn about Christmas Carol there as well. And
oh, of course.
How wonderful it is. A little bit of information. And as far as how long the musical comedy is there an intermission? And is it for all ages to attend?
It's for all ages, 6 to 106.
Okay.
And yes, it'll run about 2 hours. There'll be a 15-minute intermission. Yeah, beautiful family show.
Well, that's great. And I really appreciate all of you coming to talk about everything that's coming up and to just share with our listeners the parts of productions and the love you have for Theatricos. It's been a long time in our community. It's a treasured asset in our community. So great, great time wished to you over the holidays and in beyond in 2024.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you so much for having me. And Merry Christmas. Or, I'm so sorry, I mean, bah humbug.
Okay, Scrooge, I didn't want you to have the last word. Ha ha ha. We're laughing in here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for Theatricos and Chamber Biz Buzz today. I'm Julie Pastrick, president of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, your host, reminding you to get your parade entries in at flagstaffchamber.com. The Holiday Lights Parade takes place on December 9th, and we want you there. It is so much fun. You will love it. Your company, your family, your band, you name it, you're all invited to participate. Signing off for today's edition of Chamber Biz Buzz and hoping to see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.